Lonnie Dupree's historic climb began on December 18th, and he summited Denali on January 11th, just after 2 p.m. This was Dupree's fourth attempt at the unprecedented feat of being the first person to climb the mountain solo in January. Veteran climber Willie Pretty says January is a tough month for climbing in Alaska, when the longest periods of daylight stretch just past 6 hours.
You've got to be really on top of your self-care, your logistical stuff, and take advantage of every little bit of daylight that you have, and it still isn't any too much in something like January.
Like most climbs on North America's tallest peak, the weather factored into Lonnie Dupree's expedition. He says one big difference between this year and his prior attempts is the amount of snow.
The hardest thing, hands down, on this trip for me was the deep snow. We had very deep snow right out of base camp and all the way up to the top of the mountain almost. And then dragging, in the beginning, a 194-pound sled through that deep snow, it doesn't slide, it just plows.
Dupree was helped through the snow by his homemade skis, which are 8 feet long and 4 inches wide. He says the snow was due to warm weather and low pressure in the Alaska Range. Lonnie Dupree says that warmer weather can actually be a problem.
I would much prefer 30, 40 below zero day in and day out because you're drier, you actually can operate better. And usually when it's that cold, you don't have the winds with that.
One time that the winds did play a major role in the climb was when Lonnie Dupree was between 10,000 and 11,000 feet of elevation. He says the wind picked up and started blowing lots of snow. He stashed much of his gear and went ahead to establish his camp. Then the weather really moved in and caught Dupree with meager supplies.
Just a day and a half's worth of food and 22 ounces of fuel, which is about 3 days' worth of fuel. But I just stretched both the food and the fuel for 5.5 days. And so I was a scrawny, cranky, kind of scared individual.
Lonnie Dupree says he was scared because he knew there was no way for help to arrive if conditions didn't improve. He says 1 or 2 more days might have seen him succumb to lack of food or warmth. Eventually, Mother Nature relented and Dupree was on his way again. As he reached the higher section of Denali, Lonnie Dupree says the forecast called for a window of 2 days with weather good enough to perhaps try to reach the summit. In the dark hours of the morning on January 11th, he made his run. Right around 2 p.m., Dupree saw what he had spent 4 years trying to reach, the official marker for the highest point in North America.
And I seen that, and I just kind of broke down a little bit because it's been four years of hard work. And then I spent 10 minutes, no longer, on the top. I gave a good look around twice, and then I started hightailing it out of there.
The wind was picking up yet again, but Lonnie Dupree was able to get back to his camp and his gear before it got too rough. Then it was a race against weather moving in from the south. Dupree made it back to base camp at 7,200 feet on December 14th, but high winds prevented his pickup by airplane. The next day, though, Talkeetna Air Taxi pilot Paul Roderick says the weather, which was not forecast to be favorable, opened up.
I thought we might have a little window to work with because you could see there was a seam in the system, but not this good. It was actually generally improving. It was still windy, but actually on the southeast fork of the Kilna Glacier was calm and 20 degrees. And so it was just perfect conditions. It was actually couldn't have been better.
After cold, snow, storms, and wind, Lonnie Dupree had achieved his goal and returned safely to the lowlands. He was greeted by sponsors, friends, and members of the Talkeetna climbing community. With a successful trip behind him, Lonnie Dupree says he will likely come back to Talkeetna, but probably for slightly less strenuous activities than climbing to the top of the continent by himself during the coldest, darkest period of the year. For now, he's just happy to be back. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.